Feminist lawyer slams Harry Potter as little patriarch living in largely male, white fairy tale. By Jack Montgomery on March 3, 2023. Dr. Charlotte Proudman, who styles herself as hashtag TheFeminist Barrister, has condemned Harry Potter as a little patriarch who lives in a largely male, white fairy tale. "I've never liked Harry Potter," wrote the lawyer, who runs the Right to Equality Project, on social media, in reference to the popular children's character created by Joanne J.K. Rowling. She added that she didn't even finish the first book, although she still felt qualified to opine that Potter is an English schoolboy genius living in a largely male, white fairy tale land that looks like Oxbridge, for the elite, which is not an accurate description of the character on most readings of the book series. "He's a little patriarch that resorts to magic and violence to rule," she concluded, again, not particularly accurately, given the character does not rule anything in his fictional world. Why Proudman, whose social media output typically focuses on her legal work, activism, and social issues, particularly relating to women and girls, chose to comment on Harry Potter is unclear. But the series is under increasing scrutiny in some quarters due to J.K. Rowling having been branded a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, for her outspoken stance on potential dangers to biological women arising from giving biologically male trans women gaining greater access to women-only spaces. Proudman backed Scotland's now outgoing First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, when she hit back at Rowling's criticism of Scottish legislation which would have made self-identifying as the opposite gender easier. Elsewhere, Proudman has argued that disproportionately focusing on one trans woman who is a sex offender is a whipped-up moral panic, and question why trans women shouldn't be sent to women's prisons provided there is a robust risk assessment, as is the case. Proudman previously enjoyed 5 minutes of fame in 2015 when she publicly shamed another lawyer who complimented her on her stunning profile picture on LinkedIn after she had initially contacted him, creating opportunities for her to tour television studios complaining of sexism. She later said that the backlash to this incident resulted in death threats, which she discussed at length in numerous venues including an article published by the leftist Guardian newspaper. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.